and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, as we talk about the latest ban in California. Now, this actually wasn't an original idea on their part. New York City, I think, came first with this one.
Yeah, that's my understanding, too.
Trans fats banned in the state of California.
California, a national trendsetter in all matters edible, became the first state to ban trans fat in restaurants when Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed a bill Friday to phase out their use over the next few years. Now, I'm going to change a word in the New York Times article that I'm reading here.
Okay.
Every time the word trans fat is used, I'm going to substitute the word that we use in everyday life, or used to use in everyday life, to refer to trans fat.
Okay.
I'm going to substitute the word margarine.
Okay, very good. Which is still available on store shelves. You just cannot get it. You cannot get it made in dishes.
In the land of the free, you can't, in your restaurant, use margarine when they sell it in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Because
people
claim that it's poison.
Well, I'm sure they'll stop the stores from selling it next. It'll be the next
At one point, margarine was good for you. It was better for you than butter because it was lower in...
How much of the different ingredients will they be banning next? I mean, this could be the first of many, right? I mean, sugar, that's bad too, right?
Well, they'll call sugar something else. They'll call it diabetes, insulin producers or something like that. They won't call it sugar. So anyway, under the new law, the margarine must be excised from restaurant products beginning in 2010, and from all retail baked goods. All retail baked goods by 2011.
So we're talking Entenmann's here.
Well, isn't that? I don't know what they use the stuff for, but does that mean
retail means like a donut shop?
Yeah.
What about a loaf of bread, and sold in the grocery store?
Oh boy!
I'd say that's retail baked.
I would say so too.
Yeah. I wonder about that.
But you can go buy a big tub of margarine.
Right, yeah,
there. They can make this as wide cutting as they want to.
Yeah, it says packaged manufactured foods will be exempt. I'm not sure. Maybe
that does exempt.
Maybe.
Entenmann's and...
But wait, hold on a second. That means that the Entenmann's will be exempted, but the bakery foods may not be.
So like Krispy Kreme stores, the Dunkin' Donuts. What if Dunkin' Donuts puts their donut in a box for me?
But it was made on site.
It says packaged manufactured goods. This isn't the law.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
It's not the law. It's the article. I don't know what the law says.
They may just say that because it didn't come from a factory.
I don't know what the specifics are. The fact is they're outlawing margarine in California, these freaking idiots.
And they'll go after whoever they want to go after.
New York City passed a regulation banning margarine in 2006, which became fully effective
July
1st.
About laws spreading?
Yeah, absolutely.
New law. If a new law pops up somewhere, the bureaucrats are watching like hawks. They want to find some more laws to introduce in your area. So
and Philadelphia, Stamford, Connecticut, Montgomery County, Maryland.
Wow. See, I didn't even know all that. We heard about was the New York story. After that, it's no longer newsworthy, apparently, until it goes statewide. So first, New York City was the first to do it. Then all of these other areas, I'm sure there was a local story about it, but it didn't really break far enough for us to catch wind of it. So all of these other localities went and outlawed trans fat. We had no idea it even was occurring.
We keep an eye out for these things that didn't know.
This is what this has to do with is this sort of war on obesity mindset.
There are a lot
of people out there who feel they don't like fat people, and they should be healthy. We shouldn't have to look
the
at
fat
them.
Children. Children are getting fatter these days, and we've got to do this stuff for the children.
Well, guess what? We're wealthier than we've ever been.
Well, but the other thing about this ban on margarine is the trans fat allows storage for longer in food service. So, therefore, it costs less. You don't have to replenish your inventory, and you don't have to keep as good of an eye on it and that kind of thing. That just translates to cost, period. So that cost, to some extent, translates to the retail price. Essentially, what these people are saying is that poor people shouldn't be able to eat out. You know, you shouldn't be able to buy cheaper fast foods and that kind of thing. When you're looking at
it's not going to increase cost that much. Poor people will still be able to afford it.
It's these baby steps towards tyranny that raise the price.
A few cents here and there.
Few cents here and there makes for $10 bills. The fact is, they've got all kinds of rules that restaurants operate
under. Well,
you
just raise the minimum wage, and they don't solve that problem.
Well, no, it won't. That's Mickey Mouse economics, and it's all you're doing is introducing more money into the money supply and screwing up prices.
But that won't stop
them from doing it. No, well, they're idiots.
Right.
Right. And well, the fact that it even comes out of their mouth shows what kind of morons they are.
Are they idiots or are they cold and calculating?
Either way, we were reading a story
about... I'd say some are idiots and some are cold and calculating.
We were reading a story about South L.A. Last night.
Banning new fast food restaurants.
Trying to ban fast food restaurants.
They did.
But they did.
Oh, wait, no, maybe
the point was there are fewer grocery stores in South L.A., and apparently it's a poorer section of town. Apparently poorer people are eating more fast food, and this is going to make it difficult for them to do that. Sure, I've made the decision before. You know, I'll just stop off at McDonald's, get a couple of those double cheeseburgers that are 99 cents, pay $2.16 because there's tax in New Hampshire on, restaurants, but there's not on regular stuff, you know, things you buy in the store. I decided, you know, $2.16 is a nice cheap meal. I'll do that instead.
Okay.
And I'm sure that there's lots of poor people that made those same decisions. It was a nice, cheap, easy way to eat, and they're starving poor people with these stupid laws.
Poor people aren't starving in America. I mean, that's kind of a weak point, Mark. The strongest point in my opinion, is property rights. I mean, this is your business. It's your restaurant. You should be able to put whatever it is that you want in the food for your customers. As long as they're buying it, it's their choice to be there and purchase your products. And for this government bureaucrats to come in and say, no, you can't use margarine anymore,
well,
then that's
the
outrageous.
The point that I'm making, that poor people aren't starving in the United States. But the point that I'm making is they did these incremental steps with cars, and people never said anything. Well, they're making them safer and they're making them pollute less. And now cars cost, you know, to some extent,
it's
poor
true.
People can't afford cars.
It's true. Cars cost thousands more because of government regulations.
Thousands more. And, you know, they're keeping some poor people out of cars as a result of their stinking regulations. And they're going to keep some people from being able to, you know, at least buy other things because they have to spend more money on food.
Well, and you did make, a real salient point when you pointed out that, using margarine does allow to lower costs, so therefore business owners that might be on the edge could be put out of business by this. I mean, if it's...
It absolutely is true.
If it's going to increase their food costs and they're barely paying the bills, then that could be enough to push them over the edge.
You've got that cheap taco stand or whatever, the cheap bread stand, and you have to compete with... it's one of the ways that you compete is by keeping costs down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one of the ways they've just taken away from you to compete.
The thing that makes me most angry about this is not the costs. It's if I want to eat trans fat and I want to eat unhealthy, that's my business. In the past 6 months, I've totally reevaluated my diet, and I spent a lot of time researching nutrition and understanding exactly what I'm eating, and I really stopped eating almost everything I used to eat. And now, when I eat a greasy slice of pizza, I know exactly what I'm putting in my mouth, and most of the time I don't. But occasionally, I want to. And what's wrong with that?
Well, you're going to have to buy your own margarine in the store and add it to your foods now.
The bureaucrats in this story, Mark, at all? Do we get to hear their side?
There's a few quotes.
I always like to hear the bureaucrats' excuse for themselves.
Okay, I'll jump in the story. I think the potential here is real for a far greater understanding of the harms of margarine. Remember, I'm changing the word trans fat to margarine.
Yeah.
Said Dr. Clyde Yancey, the incoming president of the American Heart Association.
Mm.
I hate these people. The American Heart Association, I won't give them money anymore.
Will Buchanan at the Walk for Liberty at walkforliberty.com recently did a commentary on a lot of these organizations, you know, the American Lung Association.
He says, and I encourage more states to do the same.
Of course they will.
Just give them time. So he pointed out that these organizations, the American organ organization, they are all out there using their donations to lobby governments for more and more controls over our lives. And, you know, Will pointed out that while he's all in favor of good health, he's not in favor of forcing his neighbors to behave or obey certain strictures and diktats. And so he can, in good conscience, contribute to these organizations.
I agree. There's more to the story.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want or comment on this. Again, this is your show. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey, Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com to...
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for as little as $3 a month. It's money that we take and reinvest into the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So that's the idea. You send that $3 in, and we use it to get on more radio stations around the country. Just had a station call me out of the blue today.
and want to take the show six nights a week.
What made them want? What made them call? Do you know? Did you sort of ask?
I did ask, as a matter of fact, and he said he was number one, just poking around the web and came across the show. But he also remembered seeing our ads in Talkers Magazine. So
the amplifiers can take full credit for this station.
They sure can.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say where it is yet because they haven't come on board, but it's going to be in Virginia, which is cool.
So they haven't signed the paperwork?
They have signed the paperwork, but you know how it is. I don't like announcing things too much.
I agree. I like it when they're, you know, I like to announce it when they've signed the paperwork. As far as I'm concerned, they're on board.
We've got to say, actually, it's definitely, like, this thing is totally amplifier because the amplifiers paid for the advertising that
he saw,
that he remembered seeing, mm-hmm. and that's what the point of the ad is. It's not to get people to pick up the phone and call. It's just to get them to see Free Talk Live.
Well, probably the Google AdWords popped up, too.
Maybe. Is it to get them to see Free Talk Live sort of in the same category as the other big names out
right.
there. And the other big shows, a lot of them are running half-page ads. You know,
it's branding advertising.
Yeah. So
I wish we could go on monthly. Right now,
we're
every other month.
Yeah, we're trying to build up the account a little bit before we go out and take that next step, but we'll get there. Anyway, the point is it's already working, and that's great. So the other thing was this guy needed some satellite hardware, and that's another thing that AMP does is it actually allows us to buy hardware for these radio stations to bring them on board because it's, you know, times are tough, and they're always tough at a radio station to where, you know, if budgets are tight, these guys, if they want to put our show on, but the boss isn't going to authorize, you know, a brand new satellite receiver,
it's hard to
get on.
In companies, it can be hard to get requisitions for new stuff.
So we don't get on. So that's why we've got these, got a couple satellite receivers sitting down there that the AMP's paid for. I just box it up, ship it out, and we'll be on the air within a couple weeks, hopefully. So it's all because of the amplifiers. If you want to help us out with this and help bring new internet listeners on, go to amp.freetalklive.com. All right, let's continue the story about margarine. Mark, it has been banned in the entire state of California from all restaurant, fast food and restaurant establishments.
I'm skipping forward a little in the article. It's rather long. These purveyors will have to keep the labels on their cooking.
Purveyors.
Yes, purveyors of dangerous
dealers.
Margarine.
Right. They're criminals
now.
We'll
have to keep the labels on their cooking products so that they can be inspected for margarine.
Oh, great.
A process will become part of the duties of local health inspectors, so we'll need to hire more of them, obviously.
Yeah.
Violators, as though these guys are working hard anyway, eating out, getting free food
right,
at all these
case,
places.
Staring at the ceiling.
Yeah.
Right, that way we can catch all those evil restaurants, those criminals that have got a tub of margarine back there
margarine
with a fake
dealers,
label on it.
Black market margarine dealers.
Yep.
Violators will face fines beginning at $25 and increasing as high as $1,000 for multiple violations. The bill will be written by Democratic Assemblyman Tony Mendoza, a former fourth grade teacher from Southern California, who said he was inspired by the number of obese children he saw in school.
Isn't that nice?
They're heavy, said Mendoza. They eat out a lot, and you realize there are trans fats out there. You don't want kids to start off on
that
the wrong
margarine,
foot.
You mean? Margarine.
I'm sorry, a margarine out there. There's margarine. Margarine's out there. It's dangerous. You know, and I don't think there's a lot of evidence that margarine makes you any more fat than
butter.
Butter. I mean,
butter is terrible.
It's really
for
about
you.
Storage, and you know, your body doesn't process margarine particularly well. This trans fat stuff that's in margarine. That's mm-hmm. true, but. At what point are you going to, where are you going to draw the line?
There are, I mean, we,
if you're
I
calling
could,
margarine poison?
Sugar is not very good for you, especially in large quantities.
They can make a great case for sugar.
High fructose corn syrup, which is a really, a sugar, but it's a really bad kind of sugar for you.
Yep.
That's in almost everything.
Every soda.
It's probably in your peanut butter.
You know, don't forget regular, you know.
The primary reason is because of
saturated fat. Unsaturated fats. There's all these things. You can make all kinds of
unprocessed foods.
All these
that
things.
Stuff's not very good for you, right? I mean,
right. Raw milk's already illegal in a lot of places.
Well, that has more to do with their strength. But raw milk's coming back. There's a huge raw milk underground out there in the United States. People are getting this stuff. Fortunately, here in New Hampshire, it's legal. But it's probably because it's more rural.
Yeah.
But in the state, the bigger, often bigger states, the big heavy milk, big milk has gotten laws passed in their favor.
Well, we can't have those Amish people competing with Big Milk, you know.
Yeah. Opposition to the move came largely from the state's restaurant association, which argued that singling out trans fats as a singular harmful food product was arbitrary and that a mandate would be expensive to implement. They're right.
Yep.
Further, the California
but
Restaurant Association...
Wait, the expense doesn't fall on the shoulders of the city bureaucrats, so they don't give a damn.
Not them. It comes on the taxpayers in the restaurants.
Right.
California Restaurant Association asserted that such a ban for health reasons was the purview of the federal government, not the state's. Which is crap. How the hell would they?
These associations are so lame.
Yeah.
I mean, usually they come out with a statement or two.
It's the right of every American to eat margarine if they want to.
Yep.
That's what the California Restaurant Association, these namby-pamby, rubber band spined yellow dogs said, for health reasons, the purview of the federal government. No, it's the right of every American to eat margarine. That would have been a much better quote. They wouldn't have ended up down here at the bottom.
Well, these organizations are cowards. I mean, they're so wimpy. These restaurant associations, they usually will come out with a statement against whatever the proposed legislation is, and then once the legislation passes, they roll right over and they, okay, well, we'll comply because we're good law-abiding citizens. We'll do whatever absurd, arbitrary things you ask us to do.
Yeah.
As long as you keep obeying these government bureaucrats, they will keep passing new laws to control your behavior and your business. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And it'd be interesting to see what would happen up here in New Hampshire if something like this
happened. We're going to continue to sell margarine in our stores. We're going to install security guards at our doors. And if you send in one of your stinking health inspectors, we're going to throw him out on his ear.
That'd be awesome. It'd be really brave and courageous. And I don't know a single business owner who's got that kind of courage.
Nope.
Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to you about whatever you want. Pukes on the line.
Are we done with this?
Yeah, we're done with that. It's enough. I mean, we're just waiting for the next hat to drop. What's the next thing they're
going
to say?
It says the only effect it's going to have on customers is that we're going to have to raise prices.
Puke is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Puke.
I was just looking at the stick of margarine as you guys were talking.
Does margarine come in sticks? I thought the butter came in sticks. Margarine came in tubs.
I think margarine comes in sticks, too.
Yeah, okay. Both. You can get both.
Just like butter.
Yep.
Anyway, I was just rummaging about the internet as I were. And it turns out that the Sirius XM merger was approved today.
Yeah.
Was it approved? I heard that it was close to being approved.
It was approved today.
So
it was earlier approved by the DOJ, the Department of Justice, and today it was approved by the FCC itself.
Right. And there is a dark lining to this silver cloud.
Oh, there's all kinds of provisions in there, right?
Go ahead.
Let me see here. I got to read it. There's a three-year cap on the prices. They have to set aside a bunch of channels for minority and non-commercial programming.
Right, so NPR actually
NPR jumped in the 11th hour and said, whoa, there's nothing for the public domain. And by the public domain, they mean the stuff that we make.
Yep.
Our product isn't available here for free. And we represent the public,
right,
as though the rest of these radio shows don't.
So they're going to use, and hang on, Puke, I know you got more to say. We're going to bring you back. So the NPR, these public radio stations, are using the power of the FCC to leverage a private business to provide them with bandwidth.
Yep.
It's amazing. Now, interestingly, I mean, they already had a few NPR programs on some of their channels.
That's because their programs are good. A lot of them are good.
But now
they should compete in the marketplace.
I heard they wanted 25%. I don't know what they got. I don't know what all the details are, but we'll find out in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill's going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods, from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As we continue to discuss the XM Sirius merger, which apparently was just approved within the last few hours in Puke in New Hampshire, is on the line with the news and your thoughts on it. Puke, go ahead, sir.
It was sort of going along well. The DOJ approved it and everything, but I don't know. Being skeptical as I am, I was kind of surprised that it actually went through. Because, you know, in this day and age in America, everybody's always screaming about monopolies and whatnot, even if they don't really exist. So I think it's kind of a good thing. Without the merger, one of them probably would have gone out of business anyway. I think XM was kind of going down the hole. And I'm just interested to see how it will turn out, because I am a Sirius subscriber, so I sort of have an interest in what happens. But people saying that this is going to end up being a monopoly and the prices are going to skyrocket or some insane crap, it's, you know, because satellite radio is the only way that you can get sounds over the radio waves or some crap. It's just ludicrous to
right,
say that it's
right.
a monopoly.
And to think that, you know, these companies, the two companies that are in satellite radio came of their own existence within about the last decade, maybe
yeah.
it was slightly longer than that. Was it a monopoly before that? I just don't. It's such a new industry. They should not even be involved. They shouldn't be involved anyway. But, you know, so there's only one company. Are you saying that no other company can get into this? Are you saying it's that unprofitable? What's the big deal?
It's a good thing
Marconi didn't have the FCC around. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't have been allowed to invent the radio in the first place.
Right.
Probably true.
He would have had a monopoly.
Most people that throw the word monopoly around don't even really understand it.
Nope.
Nope, they sure don't.
It sounds nice.
And that includes the National Association of Broadcasters, whose quotes about this proposed merger have just been asinine from day number one, suggesting that this would be in some way a monopoly. And as you pointed out, there are only there are only so much that they can raise these prices. The XM and Sirius people are competing against media that costs zero to the consumer. Their competition is, you know, radio stations and podcasts.
And this is the National Association of Broadcasters. I mean, how lame is their position? Well, our media that is free shouldn't have to compete against their paid media?
Right. Yeah, I have internet, and thanks to broadband internet connections, you can get streaming radio. You know, thousands and thousands of different channels of whatever you want to listen to,
yep.
But I still pay for it. You know, I mean, I guess I'm just not crazy like that.
So, but they could only raise
it's a convenient system for delivery.
But
convenient.
But they can only raise their prices so much. You're probably only paying like $12 a month. If they started charging $25, you'd probably reconsider.
Right. If it goes up too high, then I'll say, well, okay, it's not worth it. You know, I still have an MP3 player. I can just use that. So
raising prices would just be them signing their own death warrant. I mean, it's absurd. All of these anti-XM Sirius arguments are absurd. I'm not a subscriber just because I have no use for it. I like local, you know, I like the radio. I'm kind of old-fashioned in that way, I guess. And
I don't have a use for it either.
I listen
on the internet.
If I was a cross-country trucker or somebody that drove different locations for a living, you know, from point A to point B where you're not listening to the same station, then that could really come in handy.
Yeah, it's you always hear truckers call in any of the shows that they have where you can call in. It's always truckers, every single one.
If you do a lot of driving, for instance, truckers are a good example, but some guys that do regional sales that will travel, you know, several counties. In this case, here it's the tri-state area, the back end of Massachusetts, lower part of Vermont, mm-hmm. Lower part of New Hampshire. You know, guys will do, you know, that kind of driving, sales guys and, you know, people that serve beer trucks, that kind of thing. So those guys love it too. You can keep this, you can listen to the same program, and that's really valuable. I know when I drive from Keene to Manchester to go to the airport or some other reason that I travel out of the beautiful Monadnock region here, I don't like that I'm losing stations and I have to jump around the dial and I was listening to NPR and now I can't and the story I was listening to is gone and, you know, I don't want that.
Yeah. Any other
One last thing I want to say about this, though, is in the story I got, it says that both companies actually had to pay just under $20 million in some nebulous penalties for past FCC violations. I wish they would have, kind of told us what the hell that was, because that makes me curious. You know, what did the FCC say that they did they now demanded all this?
To answer your question, I'm looking at the Radio Inc. article that came out today about this, radioinc.com, one of the industry publications. It says that XM and Sirius expected to agree to pay $19 million in combined treasury contributions to settle outstanding enforcement issues involved in terrestrial repeaters. So essentially, they, you know, didn't cross all their T's and dot all their I's with their terrestrial repeaters.
Contributions, yeah, right.
Right, yeah, I love that. It's a contribution to the Treasury, not a penalty or a fine or a tax. It's a contribution.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And then there's more detail here. Puke, thanks for the call, dude. Here's a little bit more information for you. The story here says that since the merger's proposal, and particularly since the Department of Justice granted its unconditional approval, many parties have weighed in on the deal, with members of both the House and Senate, public interest groups, and a number of state attorneys urging neither denial or heavy conditions. Either denial or heavy conditions on a merged XM Sirius. Clear Channel, while opposing the merger, also stepped up with its own slate of conditions. Among the proposals, the divestiture of up to 50% of XM and Sirius' spectrum for a competing service, much larger set-asides of spectrum from non-commercial and minority programming that were ultimately agreed to, and a requirement that HD radio be a part of all new satellite receivers. The merger approval represents a defeat for the National Association.
So do you hear that? They were forced to put their competitor in the devices that they create.
Well, I don't know if that was accepted. It's not clear. It just says those were proposed.
So it is not clear.
They're forced to give away almost, a percentage of their channels to NPR.
That's probably
a competitor.
That's probably going to happen.
Oh, that's
going to
happen, I'm sure. They're proposing that they have to put in a device so that their competitor can that people can receive their competitor on the device that on their proprietary device. This is all disgusting.
And here's what the NAB had to say. The NAB is the National Association of Broadcasters, which fiercely lobbied against allowing XM and Sirius to combine, repeatedly calling the deal a merger to monopoly and questioning the Satcaster's trustworthiness in light of past FCC violations. So what they're saying there is, hey, they didn't cross all their T's on their translators on the ground, and so we shouldn't trust them because they could be bad guys, because we're in the radio business, we're always on top of things over here. We're always making sure everything's FCC compliant. We are just Johnny on the spot, but those satellite guys, man, they're shifty. That's what the NAB is essentially saying here. You got to look out. They're not trustworthy because they violated the FCC's rules. The EVP of the NAB, Dennis Wharton, wrote a blistering response to reports that the merger was nearly a done deal and said the fight may not be over. Given the overwhelming opposition to the merger, he said, we're not convinced the final chapter of this book has been written. Well, I don't know what he plans on doing now at this point. Are they going to force it to break up later on down the line? The NAB is, as far as I'm concerned, they're done for in this particular fight. You got nothing now.
Yeah.
It's over. So here's what you need to do, those of you who are in radio and you're concerned about satellite. Number one, remember, satellite isn't competition to you, really. It's really not, for the most part. They can't do local like you can do local. Radio stations can do local like unlike anyone else can. They've got a built-in audience, they've got receivers all over the place, and they've got the local talent to do it. These satellite companies can do national programming, but that's about it. They might be able to target a few traffic reports to a few major markets, but that's about as customizable as it can get. So radio's in a completely different category, and I don't really know what they're so scared of when it comes to these satellite broadcasters. You've got the best price. All you need to do is get your programming straight. That's what radio stations need to do, is just learn how to program so people listen. And, of course, the 40-plus radio stations that have put Free Talk Live on the air, they've got a clue. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. We've got a lady on the line. April is coming up, and your calls about whatever you want in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet into water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it now. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download for free. Front page of the site. We give you an entire year's worth of the show on us, freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls about what you want. April is on the line listening to KGEZ in Montana. Hello, April.
Hey.
Hey.
I've been wanting to tell you guys about this for a while. Before the end of school, I got a call. My kids are in high school. I got a call from the school nurse that said that they needed one more polio shot. And in the past, I have immunized my children before I became aware that there are maybe some things in the shots that aren't so good. And I've started doing some research on it. And since I did the research, I decided that I'm not going to immunize my kids anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that I've been lucky that basically, that we haven't had any ill effects from it. Well, anyway, so I told the nurse when she called, I said, well, we just don't immunize anymore. We choose not to. And she said, okay, well, you can come in here and sign. I'll mail you this affidavit that you can sign. She said, but I'm warning you that there are no individual exemptions anymore. You can only have an exemption for religious purposes. So they send me this paper, and basically I had to get it notarized. And basically I had to perjure myself and say that it was only for religious reasons that I chose not to immunize my child. And see, That's really funny to me because I'm an atheist.
Right.
So,
you can't be a conscientious objector. You have to lie, essentially, and say that it's for religious reasons.
Right. And everybody that knows me, and it's like there's like tons of documentation every time I've ever been in the hospital that I've put down that I'm an atheist. I guess if they really want, and it says that there's like a $500 fine and 6 months in jail if you get caught basically lying that you're not using, it's not religious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, it all says this on this paper. And so I went ahead and signed it anyway and perjured myself. And I figured, what the heck? But I just thought that was really weird.
Yeah, it's a shame. And, you know, the debate rages on. I can tell you every time I come on the air and say that I have not immunized my child, some, concerned person says, oh, my goodness, I don't think you've thought this through. And you know, it's ludicrous. That person yeah, maybe they aren't using mercury in the vaccines anymore, but that doesn't mean they're not sitting around on shelves. Who can prove that? And also, you know, there's a bunch of aluminum in these things.
The thing that convinced me was when all three of my children and both of my nieces, who had all been immunized in different hospitals, in different doctor's offices, even in different counties, all got whooping cough at the same time, and they got it really bad. And I thought my kids were going to die of whooping cough, and they had had all their whooping cough immunizations.
Hmm.
And so it convinced me that whooping cough shot is worthless. And I think that a lot of the things that they're giving the kids shots for, like, for instance, just like mumps and measles and things like the chicken pox, I mean, they're things that with modern technology and modern medicine, it's easy to survive them.
Yeah, and sanitation went a long way with, you know, a lot of these diseases that they're, you know, saying could wipe us out. You've got to get your kids immunized. And the fact is, any medication that you're giving is going to have a certain rate of attrition. By attrition, I mean it's going to kill children. And
or make them sick.
It shouldn't be the government, you know, and all the people that want to send me some, you know, email being how concerned they are that Jack's going to die of dengue fever or whatever. And, you know, if these immunizations actually do work, then what's the problem? Everybody else is immunized. But if the government gets involved, the government is mandating that a certain amount of children die. And that's just the wrong place that it is. The wrong place. They're not a good place for them. In the sense that I have to pay for these government schools. If these government schools have these rules, what you're doing is you're making me pay to kill children.
I want to know why religious people get a pass. Like, why is it that you don't have to immunize, or it's okay if you don't immunize if you're religious? Why does that matter?
Well, yeah, I mean, see, that's what bothered me was because of the fact. So somebody, I mean, I don't want to diss any religious people, but I'm an atheist and I'm a proud atheist, and it's like I find, you know, this whole pie in the sky thing ridiculous. And it's like I could give the teacher or the nurse or whatever, I could give the administration scientific reasons why I don't want to immunize my kid and statistics, but somebody who wants to use God or some book in the sky, you know, they can use that as their reason, and I can't use my science as a reason.
Right.
Arbitrary.
You can't walk. They can walk in and say that the Easter Bunny told them in a dream not to immunize their kid. But if you came in there with, you know, papers, you know, facts and figures, they may be wrong, they may be right. I don't know. The jury, as far as I'm concerned, is still out on whether or not.
Doesn't matter if she's totally wrong.
Right. It doesn't matter. But if she's reasoning it through, then that doesn't work.
April, good call tonight. Thank you for making it. Appreciate you bringing that issue up, because I know it's pretty controversial. A lot of people are concerned with it.
Yeah, I wish they hadn't brought it up, because I'm going to get more emails. Oh, my God, you haven't immunized your child? All these very concerned people. No, I haven't exposed my child to something that could kill them. I haven't.
How did we ever get through, you know, the last several decades when the immunizations were much, much fewer than they are today? I mean, there was only a handful of them when I was a kid, and I'm sure there were less than that when you were growing up, Mark. I mean,
I got kicked out of high school for a while for not getting immunized.
But how in the world did we all survive so long? Maybe it's because we don't have big epidemics and problems with these the things they're immunizing people from. Maybe it's mostly unnecessary.
What my belief is that there are people out there that worship science like the religious people worship their gods. And I'm sorry, scientists are not infallible. The things that they're saying are not necessarily true. They are saying falsehoods. And you know, to revel in the idea that the government is passing laws that are on the side of science over.
Hey, doctors are in business
religious
too.
Religious people,
you know.
Yeah. And so are the pharmaceutical companies that make these vaccines.
Yep.
Gee, I wonder if the scientist who's working for the pharmaceutical company who says that all our science is top-notch and that our vaccines are completely safe.
Conflict of interest?
Yeah. I mean, why would you believe that? Would you believe a car salesman that says that his car,
how awesome would that
gets
be?
Awesome gas mileage or whatever?
Wouldn't it be great if cars, you know, the car vendors out there, Ford or whatever, GM's having a tough time, right? Wouldn't it be great if GM could get a law passed that required all parents to buy their kids a GM car for their first car?
Mm.
I mean, that's essentially what's going on here, right? It's these particular industries have managed to get legislation that mandates that everyone take their product.
Or that everyone in America had to own a car. I think that that would probably be the most accurate thing. Everyone in America has to own a car. GM knows they're going to get a piece of that pie.
I guess there may be different companies that make the vaccines. That's probably the case, though. There may be some that are patented still, so who knows?
Yeah, but there's no competing vaccines that I know of. Maybe there is out there, but I don't think there are two vaccines for polio. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Well, then in that case, there would be only one company making it or multiple companies making
it? One company making, say, the polio vaccine. I don't know everything about this stuff.
So then they are getting an exclusive.
They're getting exclusive on that particular vaccine. However, any company can come up with the next vaccine for the next, terrible thing.
Sure, but that's great
business. The most recent one is the human papillomavirus, HPV, that they're trying to give all the girls in Texas public schools.
Right. Let's go to your calls. Matt, it's Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Julia.
Hello.
I don't think there's enough time for me to talk about what I was going to talk about, so I'll just say...
give us the 60-second version. Just slip it in.
Oh, there is no 60-second version. this goes into it. But I'll just say that I had the measles. I had the mumps. I had the chicken pox. I don't think I got immunized for anything when I was a kid.
Amazing. You're still around.
Yeah. I didn't die. I don't really
but Matt, we have to prevent our children from just getting sick. We don't want them to experience what it's like to be sick.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible when you're a little kid and you're sick. That's true.
Right, we should protect them from that. And if you aren't willing to protect your children from getting sick, then that's neglect, and we're going to send you to a prison cell, take your children from you, and put them in the hands of some obedient people who will do as the state demands.
And,
How dare you?
If they end up autistic, nobody accounts for that. There's no accounting for that.
Now you've guaranteed that I'm going to get a rain of emails because you said the autism word. Supposedly, the science says that the new vaccines do not cause autism. I don't know if they cause autism or not. I don't know. But what I can tell you is that they do kill people.
And how can you tell? They're new.
That's true.
Good point. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. Be sure you join us then. And in the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.